You're listening to SBS News.
In a rare show of unity, Qantas Chief Executive Officer Alan Joyce was joined by Virgin Australia CEO Paul Scurrah on the stage in Canberra to address the National Press Club.
It says a lot about this issue that both Alan and I are sharing the stage today. Needless to say, though, we didn't fly down here together.
The issue Mr. Scurrah is referring to is a campaign by Australia's airlines to push the federal government to regulate the airport industry to disrupt a monopoly where they say fees are making some areas too expensive to fly. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce hit out at airports 50% profit margins hours after being named Australia's highest paid boss on $24 million a year.
Qantas was making the same margin as the airports. Our profitability this year would have been $9 billion. Imagine the outcries there would be that we were making that amount of money.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has a month to consider whether to regulate airport fees charged to carriers based on both industry and consumer interests. Christopher Zinn, who runs a consumer advocacy business called The Determined Consumer, says even if airport fees are reduced or limited, it may not be passed on to travellers.
Well, the issue seems to be that if the charge to the airlines went down, would they pass on that saving to us in lower fees? The answer is generally no, unless the competition is really doing its thing.
But the regulators are divided. The Productivity Commission has found aeronautical fees by airports represent only 8% of ticket prices and wouldn't impact travellers, while competition watchdog the ACCC wants federal intervention in airport fees and for airlines to negotiate pricing with airports. Mr. Zinn says the ACCC is more aligned with consumer interest on the issue.
They monitor prices regularly. They tell us the 70% profit that Sydney makes on parking and that $77 walk-up charge or the $45 if you use one of the competitors on the outside. They have the expertise.
Australia's international departure fees range from $101 to $180, depending on the site and the airline, with payments split between services and security charges. A flat rate of $60 in every ticket goes to the federal government for overseas trips. Superannuation and infrastructure funds are the biggest investors in Australian airports. The peak body representing airports, the Australian Airports Association, has warned that if the federal treasurer imposes new regulation of airport fees, those funds will likely remove funding from aviation infrastructure worth $20 billion. However, Mr. Scurrah says that's not a valid reason to block government intervention on an industry with too little competition.
So I think the risk is we've got it wrong for a short-term sugar hit. And we have to be very careful that when you privatise public monopolies into private monopolies, that the cash grab up front is actually done in a way that protects the economic impact that is following for the decades behind it.
In 2018, Australia held four of the top five most profitable airports in the world. Alan Lee, SBS News.